14. Buildings and Technology. Our houses are round. We are your brothers and sisters, contacting you directly from Telos, a subterranean city beneath NT Shasta in California. You are all aware of our location by now, and we are beaming our thoughts to you on the surface. We beam our love to you daily as you go about your business trying to survive on the surface. We go about our daily business, too. Only it isn't on a survival level. It is on a pleasure level, where everything we do is a pleasure to us, since everything here is joy and bliss. Our homes are just like your homes, although ours are round and made of a certain crystal-like stone that emits light and allows us to see out at all angles and in all directions. They are formed by a substance that prevents others on the outside from looking in, thereby maintaining our privacy at all times. This is most important to us in Telos, for we are private individuals, just as you on the surface are. We are private, and yet we love to socialize and get together in groups for parties, and to just sit around as you do on the surface, visiting with one another. We are broadcasting to you daily, even minute by minute, sending you our love and light so that you, too, can enjoy feelings of great warmth and comfort, and security and peace, as you go about your surface business. Align your thoughts with us, and with the cetaceans throughout your day, as we both are aligned with all of you, hoping to capture your attention in our thought frame and to signal back to you our response. So stay alert to us even as you go about your mundane chores, for all life is connected, and all life is alert to all other life vibrating around it. There are many of you now on the surface waiting and wondering when Adama and the subterranean people are going to emerge and join with you on the surface as Sharyala has already done. Well, we are waiting and wondering that too. Although the Earth's mass consciousness has risen greatly in a very short space of time, it still is not quite high enough to allow us to safely emerge. So we are reaching out to all of humanity in a great effort of love, to open their hearts to us and to the wonders of the universe that lie hidden in their souls. This is the Great Awakening, and it is an awakening to the wonders of all life and existence, and to the great wonders within us all. For we are all wondrous beings, full of God's light and God's love, just waiting for our reserve to be tapped, for it to spill out to the surface of our consciousness where we can finally grasp our potential of wonderment for all we are. We love you and we await our merging with you soon. Until then, please think of us and send your thoughts through the earth where they will reach us directly. We use crystals to navigate inside of the globe. Know that and tell us we strive to be in unison with one another daily. This is easy for us to do, for we are conscious of our thoughts and feelings much more than you on the surface are. We have what you would call a windshield. Our atmosphere is protected by the light of our thoughts, which are always in harmony with God and the earth. Our thoughts project a protective layer around us that tempers the elements and brings us the perfection of our climate. We use crystals to navigate our way around the inside of the globe. We use crystals for all our needs. These crystals direct and guide us and bring into unison all that we need. Our sky is bright from the projection of our crystals and our thoughts. We don't have clouds or rain. We have an abundance of water for all our needs that is pure and clean, and we bless the earth daily for this abundance. We go about our daily business in love and gratitude for all we have. You, on the earth, are afflicted with drought and winds, and drastic temperature changes due to your destruction of the planet and your thought forms. However, this won't last much longer, as the energies that are coming in will soon reverse all this so that you will begin experiencing the love and the light that you all deserve to feel. All will be brought into harmony, as you once again feel your divine selves emerging into the light. These changes are reaching a rapid pace, and a crescendo is occurring that will throw you all into the fifth dimension. We watch and wait and send you immense thoughts of love. We leave you for now in the light of the One Creator. Question: where does your water supply come from? The mighty Atlantic carries the life force from the inner oceans to your shores. As you inhale its force, you bring energy to your body and to the earth. This is the great force of life, its waves ever lapping your shores. In Telos, we use this same energy from the inner earth oceans, which flow through the earth and into our streams and lakes and caverns underground. We harness this energy, and use it to operate our machinery and create our atmosphere underground. All our technology is operated naturally, with no residue of pollution or waste. Therefore, our air is always perfectly clear and clean to breathe. We don't use air filters, purifiers, in our homes, as you on the surface do. We once had openings to the surface bringing in some of our air supply, but the air coming in was getting increasingly polluted, so we shut this system down. We now produce all our own clean air, not depending on the surface openings anymore. We travel to the inner earth and enjoy its oceans and mountains. It's just a short trip for us, taking under an hour through the tunnels. The inner earth is a free zone territory where many different beings congregate. It is luxurious and peaceful, and one of my favorite vacation spots. Adama goes there often on business to take part in great council meetings concerning the welfare of Earth. We have vast reservoirs of water at our disposal from underground lakes. We pipe this water into any location we choose. We have lakes everywhere possible in Telos. We have small lakes and ponds with fresh running waterfalls dotting the landscape. Waterfalls keep the air circulating. Know that we don't erect dams. We use the water as it pours in, and there is a control mechanism that controls the amount of flow according to our needs. The sizes vary, depending upon the area and its usage. Question: what kind of technology do you have? Know that Telos is not that far from you. We are just underground, a mile or so beneath the surface. The Earth is a great conductor, and your telepathic thoughts can easily reach through the Earth's stratum to us whenever you wish to connect with us. Notice the erratic weather patterns on the surface, i.e., how one day it is bright and sunny, and the next day it is blustery, cold, and windy. These erratic changes are due to the Earth's shifting into a higher dimension of life. As the Earth shifts, she shakes, and the shaking is what you feel above ground. We here in the subterranean cities do not feel these erratic shiftings and shakings, because of the technological structure of our underground environment. Our homes and cities are purposely built to withstand the Earth's movements as she rises in consciousness. Our technology is very advanced compared to the surface, and we have special equipment that perfectly aligns our homes and buildings to the Earth's magnetic grids in such a way that stabilizes our structures so that they are earthquake safe. Otherwise, our cities would have caved in centuries ago. You, too, will have this Earth-saving technology when we emerge from our cities and come to the surface. We will bring all our technologies with us in an effort to stabilize all structures on the surface where people have gathered in preparation for entry into the photon belt. This will be our contribution from below, along with many other wonderful technologies that we will bring, such as a conduit from our water supply below to filter and clean your water supply. Our pristine clean water comes from the oceans located within the Hollow Earth, where fresh, clear water abounds in plentiful supply. We tap this source of water, and use it in Telos and in the other subterranean cities for all our needs. There is clean water in the Earth for all who reside on her body, whether internally or externally. We also have the technology to purify the outer oceans, and clean the outer air of pollution. We will bring all our technologies with us when the time comes for us to emerge. All is not lost. The Earth will be saved, and will be habitable for all life again, although in this time of which I speak, all life will reside in a much higher state of consciousness and a higher dimension of light. These will be some of our contributions from below, as we merge with you from above. We have so much we want to bring to you and to show you that we, too, become anxious for our emergence to begin. So far, there are just a few of us on the surface, but as your mass consciousness changes, more and more of us will emerge to work with you on the surface, Adama included. Yes, Adama will also be coming to live with you above ground when the time is right. Until then, Adama will continue to monitor your surface condition, and will continue to be apprised by others of all that transpires. So call to us, even though we are yet below ground. Let us make a love connection now, so that when we are with you on the surface, we will be familiar and our hearts will be connected as one. Saint Germain on Subterranean Technology. The tops of the highest buildings are in some places fully 125 feet beneath the surface. Air passages have been kept open, and always give perfect ventilation. Within this subterranean city have been perfected some of the most wonderful achievements in chemistry and invention the outer world has been privileged to receive. Whenever this has occurred, some worthy man or woman has been found through whom the world has been privileged to receive these blessings. From the book, The Magic Presence, pages 326 to 327, the Saint Germain series. The surface population is still in the dark regarding past lives. We are very evolved beings, living many lifetimes in one. We go about our business in harmony and love, and reap many benefits that accrue during our long lifespans. Our lives span many centuries of your time on the surface. Therefore, we're able to accomplish much more in our lives. We can use all our lives to our benefit, because we are able to go back to our previous lives through our amino-based computer system to recall the past. This is a system that's used throughout the cosmos, and Earth is one of the few planets that still is in the dark regarding access to past life experience. This is a technology that we, from the underground, will be bringing to your surface when we emerge. Connecting to your past lives and learning from your lives' lessons is necessary to this current incarnation. So be prepared for this great adventure of tapping into your past lives. There are many other marvelous technologies we will bring that will make your lives so much easier and more joyous than you can imagine. For we've protected all our past life knowledge that we brought with us when we left Lemuria for the underground cities of light. Everything has been preserved, and we will bring it all to the surface when we emerge. We will bring all, and share all, and in the sharing, you will know all and be without fear. For God's love encompasses us all, and God's light shines on us all, and God only wishes you to evolve as we've had the opportunity to evolve before you. So be prepared to experience the most glorious life you can imagine in tandem with us, your brothers and sisters from your past. We go on jaunts into outer space. Adama is here, radiating love to you from Telos, your sister city beneath the surface of the earth, under empty Shasta in sunny California. Yes, sunny. Our sun is bright and gives us all the light we need. Although it doesn't look like the sun on the surface, it reflects all the light we need to live and to grow our food. In fact, this light is a crystal that we brought here from another planet, and it will burn brightly for 1,000,000 years. So you see, all light is one, no matter what it is composed of, or where it is from. All light gives off life rays, and nourishes its inhabitants. So yes, it too, is sunny under the earth, and we enjoy our sun, just as you do on the surface. The people in Telos report to each other on the condition of our home planet, as we are all employed in the monitoring of it. We all go out on jaunts into outer space, where we survey our planet from all angles and time frames. We see the pollution and the disturbance upon her, and we register these on our computers. This information is then fed back to those of our fleet who are in command of the Earth operation for processing and consultation. We all take a part in overseeing our planet and working with the Confederation in this endeavor. You, too, on the surface, will be doing this soon when our two civilizations merge, and immortality is the accepted way of being. Then you, too, will go out on jaunts to survey the planet and monitor its life. This will be a great leap for humanity, and we will be ready to train and advise you in this new area of outer space travel. This will be exciting for you, for then you, too, will be able to see your planet firsthand from outer space. You will see the oneness, the connectedness, and the majesty of the universe, and you will be in awe at the greatness and grandeur of God's plan. This breakthrough will change the course of history from one of war to one of peace, from one of need to one of fulfillment, from one of travesty to one of majesty. So come with us, as we all journey together on our home planet and meet in the sun of God's light for the benefit of humanity on and I on the earth. I welcome you to join us on this trip to the stars. Our computer system links us to the Confederation. Know that the Confederation of Planets works closely with the inhabitants of Telos. Know that we are in constant communication with them through our computer systems. Know that we monitor the whole Earth's surface and below the surface. Someday soon, you will have access to this vast computer system that's based on amino acids, and you will be able to plug into our vast monitoring network in the cosmos. Then you will have the information and guidance you will need to stay in a state of balance and harmony with the Earth. This is all waiting for you, waiting for the energies to bring you and all life forms into the necessary state of consciousness that will allow us to implement this grand plan of bringing forth to you our vast computer system that will network you to the stars.